Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Bava Basa daf Tzadi Hey, page 95. And we were on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara is involved in a big discussion. You know, we learned in the Mishnah that if a person buys a barrel of wheat, if a person buys a barrel of wheat, we learned, with a sa is 6 kav worth of grain. So expected in a sa is a certain amount of impurities, a certain amount of kitnios, a certain amount of hay. So the amount the Mishnah said is 1/24, a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24 of 6 sa. Then we had a discussion, maybe when it comes to dirt, it's even less. All right, maybe a little bit less. That's the view of Bar Katina. Then the Gemara said, all right, let's say a guy bought the barrel. He's right to expect only a sa. And he sees that there is a little bit more than a sa, or maybe a lot more than a sa. So he has to start sifting. So when he sifts, does he sift out all of the impurities and get reimbursed for all those impurities with better wheat? Or does he only sift out to get to lower than a quarter of a cup? So the Gemara said, well, I think once he sifts out the whole thing. And that's either based on the letter of the law, that when a person buys, he expects not to have have impurities in it. Or it's based on a knas, that we assume if there's so much impurity, it must be the seller was acting inappropriately, so let's throw the book at him. So now the Gemara tries to bring proofs from other areas in halacha, from the area of kilayim, from the area of interest. You know, in other areas of halacha, sort of similar, let's say interest. There's the basic amount, the loan, which is fine. And then there's the interest, which is not okay. So when we say that a guy who extended a loan with interest, he shouldn't even collect the core loan, maybe that's illustrative of these concepts, that we don't say, okay, we'll leave up to a quarter of a kav. Once a guy goes over the line, he's charged with interest, he loses the whole thing. A person who went over the line and he added to the, or who we suspect added to the impurities in the bag, has to lose all of those additions. Mara says, well, maybe it's not exactly comparable interest to impurities in a bag. You know, with interest, we know what's permitted, we know what's prohibited, the prohibition starts right away. With impurities in a bag, first of all, it could be that the impurities came on their own, that the guy didn't add. And on the other side, we could say that if the guy was adding, you know, maybe the whole thing was added. There's nothing here which is permitted. We're saying that all of the addition has to be taken out, not like an interest where the loan itself is permitted.
With interest, you said the principal shouldn't be paid or something?
The man can't collect anything, right? He can't collect the principal or the interest, according to one opinion. That's a fine. So now, Tashma, come and hear a proof. Misefa, from the end of the law. Actually, why don't we start from the beginning there, from the middle of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. Tashma, come and hear a proof. We had gotten through this Tashma. So we're 4 lines from the bottom. Tashma, come and hear a proof. The Tani Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, I think that's where we're up to, no?
Yeah.
Ravin Bar Rav Nachman taught, this is not in regards to interest, this is in regards to a law that we're going to see later, that when a person sells a base core is an area that has in it enough land to plant 30 sa. So let's say it's this large area where you can plant lots and lots of wheat, it has a lot of small plots in it, 30 small plots, and it turns out that in some of these small plots, there's some space missing, or there's extra space. So the Tani Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Bar Rav Nachman taught in a braisa that if a guy said to his friend, I'm selling you a base kur of dirt, and he said, I'm selling to you this base kur of dirt, which might be a little bit extra, might be a little bit more than a base kur, might be a little bit less than a base kur, and in fact, when you look at these little plots, the 30 little plots, in each of those plots, there is a little bit less than a sa'ah, or a little bit less than a quarter of a sa'ah, a quarter of a kav, or a little bit more than a quarter of a kav, or he gave extra quarter of a kav, then the deal was done. But if the defresh, the on each of these small plots, there is missing more than a quarter of a kav, or there is added more than a quarter of a kav, then the deal isn't done. So when the deal isn't done, lo asamosu bilvadu machzir, not only do I have to give back the extra land, more than the besa, ela machzir lo as kol revayin kulan. So all now, once I'm giving back, all the extra quarters of a kav are given back, not just the amount beyond the quarter. So Alma, so what do you see? Once we tell a person you have to return, you have to return all of it. Just, and we should say the same thing over here, that once we find that there's more than a quarter of a kav of impurities in the wheat, so it's not enough just to get the amount of impurity down to less than a quarter of a kav. You have to remove it entirely. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Hachi Ashta, what's the comparison? Hassam, over there in the case of the purchase of the field, they had explicitly stipulated, hein chaser, hein yaser, whether the amount will be a little bit more or a little bit less. Amale. So he said to him, I'm selling it to you, whether it's a little bit more or a little bit less. Mihu, however, Rivia. So even though they said, I'm explicitly telling you there might be a little bit off, Mihu Rivia, but if there's a quarter of a kav off on each of those saws, Lo Chashiv, so that's an amount that's not prominent. So since that's an amount that's not prominent, so that's what's included in the statement. It may be a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. However, Yasser Mihu Rivia, but if there's an extra amount of more than a quarter of a kav per saw. So now if you add all these extra amounts, chasha, this is a very prominent field on its own. The kibbutz the chazile leads to roof of betisha kabin, right? It could be that if you added all these extra amounts that the seller is giving over, or all the amounts that are missing from the seller from what he's giving over, it could easily be nine kav. Nine kav is already a field on its own. That's already its own field. So if it's its own field, the whole field has to go back to the rightful owner. You know, if it was if the seller gave an extra nine kav, he gets the nine kav back. If the seller didn't deliver a whole nine kav, so he should deliver a whole nine kav. We shouldn't say, oh yeah, he can you know dial down how much he's not delivering. You know, he'll give three kav, and now he's only not delivering six kav. So that already your bochel. No, nine kav stands on its own. So once it stands on its own, you can't have a mechila there. But here we have a different discussion. You know, as we've seen earlier, when there are impurities and you need to pay back, do we say you need to pay back everything or just pay back to the point where there is mechila again? Okay. Tashma, come in here, approve. This is already, welcome. This is already a matter that we've seen many times, the law of overcharging. We're not allowed to overcharge a customer, and that's called the concept of onah, taking advantage. And the law is you can't take advantage of a sixth, you can't overcharge by a sixth. If you overcharge by a sixth, so the money has to be given back. If you overcharge by less than a sixth, then there's mechila, there's forgiveness. If you overcharge by more than a sixth, the whole deal didn't work. The whole deal has to be reversed. So Tashma, coming to your proof. We know the famous Mishnah back in Bava Metzia. Ha'onah, when we talk about deception in prices, Pachos Mishtus, if it was less than a sixth, Nikne Mekach, the deal stands. However, and nothing has to be returned. Yosem Mishtus, if the overcharge was more than a sixth, Batel Mekach, the deal is reversed. So Mekach Tos. Shtus, if it was just a sixth, Kana, the deal stood, but Umazir Onah, the one who overcharged, has to return the extra amount that he overcharged. So now, let's ask. Amai, why does he have to return the whole amount that he overcharged? We had that Pachas Mishtus. Let him just return the amount till it gets down to less than a sixth. And at that point, they should be stuck with it. So Shema Amina, so this is the proof that Kol Eichel Boi La Dure, like we learned, wherever you have to start returning, then Kule Mahadi, you return the whole thing. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Al-Hiyash, what's the comparison? Hasam, in regards to a deal for an item and a price. Meikara shava b'shava amarle. The seller told him, all right, here is the set price. Here's the price. And had he not, right, they had agreed to the price. And he said, this is the price of what the item is worth. This is the going price. So now, really, even less than a sixth is wrong. That's not the fair price. And they had agreed on the fair price. When there's less than a sixth, that's not so noticeable.
This is on trees, on land?
No. Movables. Only movables. Right? So less than a sixth is not so noticeable. So people forgive it. Since people forgive it, fine. So the deal stood. Shtus, if there's a sixth that was overcharged, that's already noticeable. Therefore, below machilinish, then the buyer doesn't just forgive that, and the seller has to return to him the sixth. Yes, or mishtus, if there's more than a sixth, that's already mekach tosu. That was clearly a deceptive event. Uvatel mekach, and therefore the whole deal is reversed. Since the whole deal never happened, so then the whole amount is returned. You can't say, oh, just return till you get to the point of it being only less than a sixth. Because the whole deal wasn't done. The whole deal wasn't done if there's such a large amount, such a discrepancy. So that's not the same thing in regards to a guy who's buying wheat. A guy who's buying wheat wants the wheat. If there's some dirt in the wheat, he still wants the wheat. So a certain amount of dirt is expected in the wheat. Wheat gets dirty. Can't say it can't be any dirt at all. Well, there's a little bit of dirt. But now there's the question. If that little bit is too much, though, do you have to return all? Or just get back to what's a little bit of dirt? That's not the same thing as a situation of Onah, where the whole deal wasn't done.
So is that the merchandise has to be returned, or maybe he could go back and get more discount from him?
No, he's got to return the whole thing.
The
merchandise.
There is no...
deal wasn't done.
But doesn't he have just a day to do that, though?
That's correct.
Just a day.
Yeah. So. Tashma, maybe this will be the proof. We learned in a brisa. Hamakabel sadam ichaver olita. Let's say a person accepts to be a shaliach, an emissary, to plant trees in my friend's field. My friend hired me to plant two trees in his field, or trees in his field. So he hired me to plant trees in his field. That means that the guy hiring me understood that 10 of the trees may not work. 10 out of the 100 trees may not produce fruit. But Yosemite came. But if I plant trees for him, and it turns out that 20 of the trees are not producing fruit out of the 100, so Magalgan all of us are called. I have to uproot all those faulty trees and replant all of them. So we see. All right. We see that once I need to get involved, I need to repair the whole thing, not just repair it down to the level of the proportions that are okay. So I'm Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Kol Yesser Mikan. No, there it's different with trees. If I have to go and start replanting, because it's more than, let's say it was just 11 trees that were no good out of the 100. So once I have to uproot a tree and replant, so that's like a guy, that's like a person who's starting with planting a tree in the first place. I'm planting a tree from the very beginning now. Because the land now can hold more, needs new trees. So once I'm starting from afresh, so of course let me plant all of them afresh. But that's not a proof to the situation of sifting. Now once I'm sifting out the impurities, and I get it down to a manageable amount, and I need to keep going. Maybe not. Maybe I don't need to keep going.
So he has to come back and replace those 20 trees.
Yes.
What is the...
Or give the amount of that kind of, for
the money for those trees, maybe.
For those trees, give it back.
But what I understand is that he had good intentions. He planted them. He did the right job. It maybe not him. It might be just the land was bad there, or Mina Shemayim. There wasn't enough. It wasn't his. It might not have been his negligence that the tree didn't grow. It was out of his control.
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure that that's the case. Maybe the point is that he should be checking the trees that he puts in.
No, the question, Rabbi, is why more than the six, just the one that's not growing? Why I need to all the 11? That's what is the Gemara on the technology?
No, now we're off of six. That was in terms of movables. Now we're talking about a guy hired to work in a field.
Is there any time limit on it, Rabbi, or is it forever?
Nah, of course, we've seen even in Onah there was a time limit. Once the guy knows and he doesn't protest, so he was mochel, he forgave. Yeah, there's a time limit.
Say there was a swarm of locusts that came in.
No, that wouldn't be included. All right, now we get to easier material. Again, the Mishnah mentioned that if a person sells a cellar worth of wine, so then the buyer should assume up to 10%, you know, 10 barrels out of 100 are going to be vinegary. But if it's more than 10%, then already that's already not right, and then he's entitled to a refund. And then as we saw, there are two opinions. What type of a refund? Would you have to refund all of it? Let's say there are 12 barrels, or you only have to refund, you know, three to get down to 9 barrels. So now, hey, Chidami, what's the case here when we talk about 10 barrels being vinegary, being okay? What was the deal? If the seller said, Martif Sholyayin, I'm selling you a cellar of wine. Stop. So now, Kasha. That's hard to say that, because the Braisa, which we'll see soon quoted, says that if a guy says, I'm selling you a cellar, all the wine needs to be good. If he said, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, it's also difficult, because then it should be that this cellar, regardless of what the status of this wine is over there, even if many of them are vinegary, you should have to accept it. And Idamalei, that's also difficult. So now the Gemara explains. Idamalei Martiv Zeh Kasha. If what the seller had said was, I'm selling you this cellar, this basement, that's difficult. The time you went to a Braisa. Martiv Shalyayin Ani Mochalacha. If a guy tells his friend, I'm selling you a basement of wine, Nosin Lo Yayin, Shekulo Yafa. That means the whole basement has to be a basement of wine. All the wine has to be good.
It's the issue that once it becomes vinegar, it's not Yayin. Right?
Yeah, but it came from wine. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. Certainly it's a different word, and it's not usable.
Right.
But if he said to him, I'm selling you mart, or it's not usable for the usage of wine.
Right.
But if the seller says, Martiv Zeshel Yain Ani Mochlech, I'm selling you this basement, which is filled with wine. So I told him, I'm selling you the basement at this and this location. I said it's filled with wine, but it's this basement. So it's this basement, whatever this basement is. He should go in and look, and it's his responsibility. So then, no sin lo yain animker b'chanus. Even if the wine is not so good, it's the type of wine that's sold in the stores because it's vinegary. That's what I can give him. That's what it is. Ma'ariv zeh ani mocheh lecha. If I told him, I'm selling you this basement. I told him I'm selling you this basement. I didn't even tell him it was wine. Then even if all of the barrels are vinegar, he gives. So what's the case of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says like this. The Olam, I'll tell you what the case is. The seller said, Martiv Shel Yayin Stam. I'm selling you a barrel of wine, a basement of wine. Not this basement of wine. I'm selling you a basement of wine. So one second, what about the Braisa? It says that they all have to be good. Well, you have to change the Braisa. V'tani b'reisha the Braisa. Now you have to change the words of the Braisa. U'makabal olav eser kosos l'mei. A buyer understands that if he's getting a basement filled with barrels of wine, some of them may not be so good. 10 out of the 100 barrels may become vinegary. So Gemara says, really? U'vistami makabal? If a person just said, I'm selling you a basement of wine. Then he's accepting some of them to be not so good. Rabbi Chia said, if a person sells a barrel of wine to his friend, he said, I'm selling you a barrel of wine. He didn't say which barrel. No sin lo yayin shekula yafin. He needs to give him a barrel. It's all good. So how do you say, if he sells a basement, it doesn't have to all be good? There's a difference between a basement and a barrel. Shiny chavis, if a guy says, I'm selling to you a barrel, to kulo chad chamruhu, it's just one thing of wine. So then it all has to be good. But if I'm... Right, because then the rest of the barrel is not so good. But if I'm telling him, I'm selling to him a basement, yeah, there could be different bottles in the basement. Some of them are good, some aren't so good. I told him I'm selling a basement. So therefore, some of it doesn't have to be so good. Ask the Gemara, Tani Rav Zvid, Bidrebei, Rav Oshia, but Rav Zvid in the yeshiva Rav Oshia taught, Martiv shel yain ani mor chalacha, if a guy tells his friend, I'm selling you a basement of wine, nosin lo yain shekulu yafe, he has to give him all the barrels that are all good, and none of them can be vinegary. And if he said, Martiv zeh shel yain ani mor chalacha, I'm selling you this basement of wine, nosin lo yain shekulu yafe, then he gives him wine that's mostly good. Most of the barrels have to be good. A makabel alav eser kosos lemeya. Then the recipient has accepted 10 of them to be vinegary. Vizeu otzer shishanu chachamim b'mishnah seinu. That's the case of the basement that our sages spoke about in the Mishnah. So you see, the Bryce is not giving your answer that the case of our Mishnah is where he said, I'm selling to you a basement of wine, but rather the case of our Mishnah is where he said, I'm selling to you this basement of wine. Right. So the fact that he said this basement implies that some of them aren't so good, because if he just meant to say all of them are good, he would have said a basement. But the fact that he said this basement of wine implies that many of them are very good. I assume the buyer can always inspect, or this is expected. Well, this is expected, right?
Sure.
We're saying what is the normal expectation in these types of languages? I don't remember that. So 1 second. So the Gemara says, "Ella masnisin nami." All right. So if that's what the Brisa says explicitly, that's the case of the Mishnah. Da amar lei. Where the seller said, "Martiv zeh shel yayin ani mochelucha." So in second kashya zeh al zeh. So now we have a contradiction in brisos. One brisa says when you say "Martiv zeh shel yayin ani mochelucha," they can all be like the wine that's sold in the chanus, which is a little bit vinegary. And then we have this brisa says that if you say "Martiv zeh shel yayin," this basin of wine I'm selling to you, only 10 of them can be vinegary. So lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hadamar le lemikva. One is where they had agreed that they're buying wine to use it as a spice to put into soups. Hadalo amar le lemikva. And here it's where they didn't say that they're buying it to use it as a spice. De Rav Zvid, the brice of Rav Zvid, amar le lemikva. He said he's using it as a spice. Since he's using it as a spice, so you only use a little bit of wine, use a little bit more, so it's got to last for a long time. So that's what he said, the majority has to be good wine. Only 10 of them can be spoiled a bit. Brisa, the Brisa, was the lower Malay Lemikvah. He just said, I'm selling to you this basement of wine, and it wasn't clear that the use was going to be as a spice. And therefore, it's not completely vinegary, but it's a little bit spoiled. It's kosasos. Hilkach, and therefore, this is the halacha. If I sell, and I say, I'm selling to you martev shel yayin, a basement of wine, v'amalei, and then I added, limikfa, it's wine that you can use to put little by little into your soup, nosin lo yayin shekulo yafa, then I have to give a basement with only good barrels. If I said Martiv zeh shel yayin, this basement, but then I added of wine, ve'amalei lemikva, and I said you're going to use it for spices, it's fine. Nosin lo yayin shekula yafim mekabel olav eser kosos lemeya. The majority of the barrels have to be good, 90%. 10 of them, though, can be a little bit vinegary. If I said Martiv zeh shel yayin, I'm selling you this basement of wine, below amalei lemikva, but without it being for spices, then no sin lo yain animka b'chanus. Then all of the barrels could be a little bit vinegary. All of them a little bit spoiled. And if I said martev zeh, not even shol yain, I just said this basement, then All of them can be chometz. All of them can be entirely vinegar.
At the end of the day, it all relates to the initial negotiation.
Exactly.
Okay, that's, you know.
Everything relates to the initial negotiation.
Now, what happens, Rabbi, if...
Not negotiation, Rabbi. He loves negotiation.
Let's see. What happens if those minds are touched by a goy? You know, so is that
in the
same?
Barrel, it would be okay, but if it gets poured from the barrel, it becomes treif.
Is that the same value as vinegar now becomes?
Less, because you can't get any benefit from it.
Even as a vinegar cannot be used?
Less, yeah.
Oh yeah, wow, I didn't know
that. We'll get to that in Avodah Zarah, Bezrat Hashem. They had a question in the yeshiva. Martev shel yayin, person who said, a basement of wine I'm selling to you, v'lo amalel mikveh, and he didn't say it's going to be used as a spice. So now what's the halacha? So since he said a basement, what's the law? So pligi, but here we have an argument between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chara Makabel, one says the recipient expects that some of it's going to be a little bit vinegary, 10%. Chara Lo Makabel, the other one said, no, he doesn't accept it. Madam Makabel, Daik Lamid Rav Zvid. He implied it from the language of Rav Zvid. In the Brice of Rav Zvid, it said, Martiv Shel Yain, Ani Mochalacha, No Sin Lo Yain Shekulo Yafa. If he said, a basement of wine I'm giving to you, then the whole basement has to be good wine. Then we've explained that Rav Zvid's Brisa, where he said Lamikva, where he said because the wine is going to be used as a spice. So time with Amalei Lamikva, so you need it for a long period of time. Halo Amalei Lamikva, but if he didn't say you're going to use it as a spice, Makabel, that means that the buyer accepts even some amount of it not being so good. The one who said that he doesn't accept that, Diek mi Brisa, that's, he's implying his halacha from the earlier Brisa. To Ketani, because that Brisa said, Ma'atev shel yayin, ani mochalacha, I'm selling to you a basement of wine. Nosin lo yayin shekula yafa. All the wine's got to be good. V'ukim nedulo amalei lamikva. We said where he didn't say it is to be used as a spice. So since he didn't say it's going to be used as a spice, it all has to be good. V'lamad diek mi Rav Zvid. Now the one who implied from Rav Zvid, Hashia Brisa, what about the first Brisa? So he'll tell you, Chisuri Mikhsur Vachi Katani, there are things missing in the first Brisa. The way to read the first Brisa is like this, Pamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that if a guy says, I'm selling you a basement of wine, all of the wine has to be good? Tamale la Mikva, he said explicitly, because this wine is going to be used over a period of time. Halo Amale la Mikva, but if you didn't tell him you're going to be able to use it over a period of time. Then Makabel, then the recipient is willing to have some of it being somewhat spoiled, a little bit spoiled. And then the Brisa continues. And if he said, Martev Zeshel Yain, this basement of wine, Lo Amalei LeMikvah, and he didn't say you're going to be able to use it for a while, then Lo Sing Lo Yain, and Imka B'Schanus, and even if all of the wine is a little bit spoiled, he can deliver it. Well, Amad Adiyak Mi Brisa, but now the one who implied from the first Brisa, Kasha Driv Zvid, what's he going to do with the Brisa Driv Zvid? To Kimna, that after we said to Amalei LeMikvah, that the seller had said that this is wine that you can use for a while. Hello, Amalei LeMikvah Makabel. It sounds like if he didn't say you're going to be able to use this for a while, he accepts that some of it could be a little bit spoiled. So the Gemara says, no, who had in Dafgav, the Lo Amalei LeMikvah Lo Makabel. Even if he didn't say you can use it for a while, he's not accepting that some of it could be spoiled. Vadu Kimna, this that we said, Amalei LeMikvah, that he had agreed that they're going to be able to use it for a while, Vishum Dekashya Zalze, because the two Brises were contradicting each other. But really, not to imply this law.
Remember when they talk about